from the Mercy One studio.
Welcome to Straight Talk, a lively discussion on tough issues impacting our lives. Every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Here's your host, Gene Wells.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Straight Talk. It is your weekly dose of news from the diocese and around the world and issues that are impacting our lives. And it's Straight Talk. You've got questions. We've got some answers for you. And I am so blessed, so grateful for the support of Mercy One Studio here at Iowa Catholic, Mercy One, for their support of our Iowa Catholic Radio Studio. That's their sponsorship. You can sponsor things at Iowa Catholic Radio as well. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, so many of us, and we're talking Giving Tuesday today, folks. So many of the nonprofits need your support, your time and your talent and your treasure. And today we're talking about that broader picture of our Catholic community. I hear, as a fundraiser for the CTO, I hear all the time that there are so many requests out there that the donors get exhausted. It's called donor fatigue in our world. They're just exhausted by being asked so much. And you know, I look at myself as not being so much a fundraiser, but as someone who helps to educate folks around the opportunities. And if the opportunity to give to Iowa Catholic Radio or the diocese or Catholic Charities or CTO or any of the other Catholic entities fits your mission, your goal, then you know, support that one. I've written before about how my mom, if someone sent her a letter, she would send them money automatically. And when my brother took over her finances, then he realized how charity poor she was, because she never really discerned what her mission was. And she wanted to support everything that was Catholic. And, you know, that any of us that do fundraising, we don't want that. We want you to look at each of our missions and find the one that best fits your giving, your mission in life. And, you know, so we've had Thanksgiving, we had Black Friday, then we had Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday, and today, yes, Giving Tuesday. So much of what we do here at Iowa Catholic Radio is to connect you with all of the activities around the diocese related to our faith. And joining me here in this first segment is Belle Chase. She's the Director of Development for Iowa Catholic Radio. And, you know, Belle, before we talk about the needs of Iowa Catholic Radio, how does the work of raising funds for Iowa Catholic Radio connect you with your faith? Good morning.
How does it connect me with my faith?
Absolutely.
You know, on a daily basis, I get to meet with people and experience their stories of how they were able to turn on Iowa Catholic Radio and receive Christ wherever they are in their journey. And it takes them deeper. And I've heard stories about how our programming has converted their hearts or turned them back towards their spouse or helped them bring one of their teenage kids or college-age kids back to the faith. And just experiencing that and witnessing how people become on fire for Christ because of our station and shows like yours, Gene, it just has taken my own faith deeper, and it just my passion for what I do. I really can see that it's God's will and His call to all of us to evangelize and help each other on this path and journey.
Well, you know, and when people realize that, you don't have to really ask for money. I mean, you do, because you have to, you know, create top of mind awareness and all that kind of thing. But when people hear the witness of what Iowa Catholic Radio does for others, it's like, if you want to be an evangelist, you want to support the work of Iowa Catholic Radio because we're doing half the job for you.
Yes. And, you know, many people love just that, that when they give to our station, they're supporting our parishes and our schools and Blessman International and St. Vincent de Paul and Catholic Charities. That when they give to us, they actually allow us to support so many other nonprofit organizations, that they kind of like the how their gift their gift goes so far and reaches out into our community mm-hmm. well beyond just the station.
Well, and one of the things I mentioned in our intro is that donors do get tired of being asked. And I understand that. I can relate to that. But what Iowa Catholic Radio does, there's no legal relationship between Iowa Catholic Radio and the diocese. I mean, we are not a diocesan right. radio station. We are a separate entity. Yet you certainly have an informal relationship, one of mutual support. Like you were just saying, you know, when people support Iowa Catholic Radio, they're helping you share the message of what's happening at Catholic Charities, at CTO, at the diocese, the events that they have going on. I mean, you really become one of those communication channels for the diocese. And how important is that from your perspective as a development director to be able to say, you know, we walk hand in hand with the diocese?
It's very important. And in fact, I think in a lot of ways, we're a lifeline to each other mm-hmm. in our mission, where in our mission is the same. At the end of the day, all of us are trying to make it to heaven. All of us are trying to help others to get there. And to be able to support each other in a reciprocal relationship where we could broadcast out to hundreds of thousands what the diocese is trying to accomplish at that time is, you know, we're happy to do that because we want to connect people to the church, our faith, and to Christ. And then the diocese, on the flip side, they're so gracious to, you know, to partake in Iowa Catholic Radio and to show what our mission is about and the importance mm-hmm. of that.
Well, and it is Giving Tuesday, and I know I've been sharing with folks during my show to consider that monthly gift, that $30 a month becomes a dollar a day kind of gift, and that really helps the station. I mean, it's a cash flow issue, right? It's like it's nice to have money coming in every month, just like the rest of us, like a monthly paycheck, you know, to have that money coming in so those bills, it can be paid every month. And I know that's a big initiative for you.
It's a huge initiative because to do our work like any other organization, you know, we have to have the funds to turn on the lights, to pay the bills so we can do our mission. And it's mm-hmm. just it's something that just has to happen in any organization that has a cause or a work to do. And, you know, in people's support, it brings people to Christ, to the least of our brothers and sisters, and the last and the lost. And mm-hmm. In order to do that, we have to have funds. And so that's why this Giving Tuesday, we're asking for people to please remember us, you know, when they're mm-hmm. considering a gift. And we're just so grateful for any support that anybody can provide, whether it be $5 or $500,
right?
No amount is too small. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Belle, thank you so much. It's the work of Iowa Catholic Radio, as you know, is near and dear to my heart. And so, folks, if you want to support Iowa Catholic Radio, you can call them at 515-223-1150. You can send us a text, or you can go online and to their secure site and donate online at iowacatholicradio.com. Belle, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Jean.
Hey, coming up after the break, I've got three other folks, again, tying this whole picture in of how the work of Iowa Catholic Radio and the Diocese and Catholic Charities and CTO all work together. So I have Maureen Kenny from the Diocese, Deb Powers from Catholic Charities, and Jim Hagenbusher, who is the president-elect for CTO, coming in. That'll be after our break. Speaking of connecting with the diocese, they have an online retreat that starts this Thursday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. You can email John Gaffney, J Gaffney, that's J-G-A-F-F-N-E-Y at dmdiocese.org. You'll get link. Yes, it's a Zoom, but it's a new Zoom. Because as a part of it, there's going to be a reflection, but you're going to get to break into small random groups to have this conversation, then come back to the large group. So it's very cool. I've not participated in one like this before, so I'm very much looking forward to it. But you know, something else you can connect with anytime, anywhere, it's the positive and inspiring music through Iowa Catholic Radio app or online at iowacatholicradio.com. Again, joining me today, we have Maureen Kenney and Deb Powers and Jim Hagenbusher. All of that right after this break. It's time for Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Bless Them International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, like commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by the Catholic Tuition Organization.
Your support of CTO provides qualifying families tuition assistance to send their kiddos to our Catholic schools. They benefit, and you benefit, with 65% Iowa tax credits. Online at ctoiowa.org.
Until December 15th, contributions from new donors are matched. New donors double their impact with a donation to CTO, thanks to the Reichhardt Family Foundation.
The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Storm Alert Weather is provided by Divine Treasures. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Their mission is to help Catholics know, love, and keep their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and His Church. Divine Treasures is where you can find great Catholic books, beautiful Bibles, rosaries, jewelry, statues, and religious gifts for those memorable events in your life. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230. Thank you to Divine Treasures for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Welcome back to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Wells, and I am so grateful that you have chosen to spend time with me today. Joining me is Maureen Kenney. She is the Director of Stewardship for the Diocese of Des Moines. And Maureen, thank you so much. I know you had a little vacation with Thanksgiving here, and now you're back in the saddle, as they say, right?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Jean. Yeah, we had a very downsized celebration of yes. Thanksgiving, but we seemed incapable of downsizing the amount of food that we made. So it's been a good few days, I guess. We've gotten our meals taken care of, but it was a lesson for the future. Less food is better.
I was gonna say, you'll be eating turkey for a long time, right?
Exactly.
Hey, I wanted to have you on here in this segment to really talk about, I mean, we've been talking about that bigger picture of how all of us through the diocese and Catholic Charities and Iowa Catholic Radio and CTO, how we all link together to bring the message of the Word of God. And I've talked about donor fatigue and how they just feel like they're being asked from so many different perspectives. But as a fundraiser, you and I both know that it's not so much about expecting every donor to give every time, but to have the donors that really fit your mission and your gift to support you. And otherwise we're just educating, but it's even bigger than that. There's a spiritual perspective of giving. And I know that is something that is very important to you in your role as stewardship director.
Yeah. Thanks so much for bringing up that topic, Jean. There, like the Catholic Church reaches, you know, all corners of the globe. There are many needs that go in with that global outreach, and of course, you know, we understand that many folks aren't able to give to everything, but I think there's that component of reflection that's really needed to, and time in prayer to figure out what God is calling to as a steward of your gifts and talents, and where is he most wanting you to apply those, and what speaks to your heart in that way. And like, I like what you said about the bigger picture. And I think the Catechism of the Catholic Church really nails that bigger picture aspect.
Yes, we've all read the Catechism front to back, Maureen. Okay.
It's just one paragraph. I won't bore you too much with the dogma. But yeah, it's just basically saying that, you know, gratitude and prayer is the heart of our faith. And as in the prayer of petition, every event and need can become an offering of thanksgiving. And so we can take a key, you know, takeaway from St. Paul in particular, who, you know, through his series of shipwrecks and imprisonments, was able to open and close all his letters with thanksgiving and praise of God. And I think that's what he's calling us to. And one line in particular stands out, and it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving." And I really think that's what God is calling to us to as stewards, to continue that steadfastness in prayer, be watchful in thanksgiving, and then give gratitude to God through that time, talent, and treasure in particular.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, Maureen. I had a friend of mine say to me one time, you know, "I'm really tired of being asked to discern things. I think that's just a way of guilting me into giving to something else." And I thought, okay, this is an opportunity to really educate around what discernment means when it comes to discerning your gifts, because it's not a guilt tactic, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, explain from your perspective, when you say to someone, discern whether this is your, you know, your opportunity to give, what does that really look like for Maureen Kenny?
I guess just personally, when I go, I'm kind of a type A personality, so this may not relate to everybody, but I go through my monthly expenses, on a monthly basis. And I look through, you know, okay, where am I spending my money? You know, I pay the utility bills, I pay the trash, collection, the water bill, et cetera, pay my groceries. But I always make sure that next to, you know, my house payment or my mortgage, that tithing is the largest line item. That's what it means to me, you know, and I do have a fixed amount that I'm able to give based off of my income. But I always make sure that's one of the largest items that I see that I'm contributing to every month. And I think that's part of the discernment. How much are you able to give on a monthly, maybe annual basis, if that's how you calculate your finances? And then from there, just break out. Okay, I've got a limited amount of resources. Where are those funds going to go to? And I think maybe that's a practical way of breaking it down. And I guess also, we think about those fuzzy feelings that come about through giving, you know, if that circle of goodwill, you know, we feel good for giving, and we know that it benefits other folks in a good way as well. And that's all well and good, but I think we also have to understand that giving perfectly of ourselves ultimately produces some suffering. Like, I have to admit that it's a part of me is suffering to know, you know, part of my paycheck every month goes towards tithing, and I'm not seeing any benefit from that personally, you know. But I think that's also a gesture of generosity and gratitude, is that, you know, we're pressed for time, energy, and money, but this too is an opportunity to acknowledge what we lack and thank God for filling in the gaps of our weaknesses with his grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I like to look at I like a formula. I'm a type A analytical kind of personality. So, and years ago, I transitioned to be a true 10% tither. And, and it was a tough transition, let me tell you, but I've been blessed beyond belief since then. So yeah, you don't give in order to get, but you give and you certainly do receive that. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you follow a formula of saying, okay, 5% is going to go to the church because I want to support the church, and the other 5%, then I look at what are those other needs? And sometimes a need comes up in a particular month that is different than what I've given in the past. So I do have to discern then, am I going to support that particular need, or am I going, you know, so here's the menu of items and, you know, how can I support those and really get the best bang for the buck so they can make the most out of their resources too. So yeah, I mean, cause really I don't know if you heard me say earlier, but my mom was charity poor when she, had gotten to the point that my brother took over her bills and she would send money to everybody, $5, $25. If you asked, you got it from her. And it's like, you know, she wasn't really, impacting those entities like she wanted to. So we gave her a budget and said, you could do this much each month and you can decide which ones you love the most.
I think that's really great that you walked her through those steps, Jean, because in doing so, she wasn't spreading her charitable giving too thinly, and she was able to make a larger impact to the organizations that most spoke to her heart in that way. Right. So I applaud you for that assistance that you gave.
Well, it was tough because she was stubborn. I don't know where I get it from. Yeah. But you know, this big picture thing, yeah, let's talk a little about that because there are so many entities at the diocese in particular that are, you know, soliciting resources from folks. I mean, there's the diocese work, Catholic Charities work, CTO, Catholic Youth Camp, the endowment funds for, you know, priest retirement, the seminarian fund. And then you have this big campaign that you've been doing some research on that I don't know if that's going to kick off in 2021. I know you're just finishing up the research, but, you know, talk about that big picture. Again, you know, if donors get tired of being asked, how do all of those entities work for the common mission of the diocese?
Yeah. First, before I get into that big picture, I just want to acknowledge that I know everyone listening may be, you know, severely impacted by the pandemic, the derecho, by the severe drought. And, you know, maybe they're not in a position to give financially this year. So I just want to acknowledge those folks and just stress that giving and gratitude, it comes about in more than just the financial format.
Absolutely.
It comes about through, you know, applying your gifts and talents in a variety of ways. And I could go through those examples, but I just want to acknowledge that first, that there are many ways to give. But as far as the big picture of the diocese, you know, I'd say first and foremost, we resemble the Catholic Church in this mosaic of organizations and needs. And together we reach out to a specific region, which is the Catholic Church in Southwest Iowa, those 23 counties, and we meet the needs of the faithful and those who are not part of the faithful, you know, the reach out that we do on the basis of the peripheries to reach out to those who need God in their lives and yet haven't yet met him. So I think we together create that mosaic and Bishop Johnson is just one person. He relies on staff. He relies on organizations to carry out his mission and his work. And I think that's how we fall together is we're helping Bishop Johnson meet the needs that we understand and know across our diocese.
Well, and it's interesting, you know, that leads me into the annual diocesan appeal, which I think is a big, people don't really understand the big picture of it. They know there's a seminarian piece and there's a this piece and a that piece. But, you know, so oftentimes it's that administrative arm of the diocese, like you were saying, you know, that development mm-hmm. and outreach of all sorts of things to meet the needs and identify the needs of all of the people in Southwest Iowa and mm-hmm. ADA. I like how you planned that right around the time that COVID hit last spring. It's like, yeah, let's have the largest pandemic this country has seen and then send out a request. Yeah.
In some ways, I think it was a bit providential, Jean, because our kickoff was the weekend just before mm-hmm. yeah, our economy and our parishes were shut down because of COVID. So we got in just before it would have been too late. So I'm grateful for that fact, but you make a good point. Yeah. That, you know, the annual diocesan appeal has been affected by the pandemic, much like our parishes that we serve mm-hmm. through the annual diocesan appeal. And I'd say parishes and the ADA are trending along the same course when it comes to contributions. We're both down roughly 5% than in previous years because of these results of the pandemic and other disasters. But still, the mission is there. The mission is relevant, as you indicate. You know, Bishop has to have a roof over his head. He needs a car to go in and provide confirmation to our teenagers. We need staff at the diocese, especially when it comes to knowing the fact that there are more than 2,000 employees at our schools and our parishes, Catholic Charities. And we have benefit plans for all those staff members, and those mm-hmm. need to be managed, of course, and that happens through the roughly 40 members that work at the pastoral center to help Bishop carry out his vision and his ministry.
Well, and our parishes aren't doing very well in their passing the basket these days because there's no passing a basket. But the diocese does really rely on all of the faithful in whatever amount to support that kind of work, you know, from the HR, human resources issues, to administering the schools, to getting the Catholic Mirror out, to all of those things that help support that work. And I would just encourage folks, if you haven't contributed to the annual diocesan appeal, you can go online to dmdiocese.org and do that. If you can't contribute, would you say a prayer for the success, for the continuing ongoing work of our diocese? I mean, I think that is of equal importance. The power of prayer cannot be underestimated. Right, Maureen?
Of course. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jean, for that outreach there and for all you do through Straight Talk and Catholic Tuition Organization. Really appreciate the good work that you do. And just want to remind folks too that the CARES Act did issue some benefits coincide mm-hmm. with charitable giving through December 31st. In particular, if you're able to give $300 to any one charitable organization, or maybe it's a couple organizations, then you are able to deduct that from your taxes owed. So I think it's a really great benefit that we don't normally see in tax years. So I would take full advantage of that if you haven't yet given $300 this year. So it's an added incentive for folks.
That's wonderful. Folks, you can find all sorts of information on the diocese website. It's dmdiocese, D-I-O-C-E-S-E. .org. Hey, coming up after the break, Deb Powers will be joining us. She is the Director of Development for Catholic Charities, and we're going to learn about all that social justice arm of the diocese and how our work is helping to feed the hungry and clothe the naked, all of that. You're listening to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by the Catholic Tuition Organization.
Your support of CTO provides qualifying families tuition assistance to send their kiddos to our Catholic schools. They benefit, and you benefit, with 65% Iowa tax credits. Online at ctoiowa.org.
Until December 15th, contributions from new donors are matched. New donors double their impact with a donation to CTO, thanks to the Reichhardt Family Foundation.
The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
You've heard the old saying, don't be penny wise and pound foolish. This is especially true with health insurance. If you're 65 or older, what were your true costs of health care last year? Even with a zero premium plan, you may be paying more than you think. Talk to the good folks at Catholic United Financial. Make a smart choice from a faith-directed company on a mission to give Catholics straight talk and great rates on Medicare supplement insurance, the backup insurance to Medicare. Get a quote from Kevin Williams at 1-800-255-9817.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Christ is the Answer with Father John Ricardo is provided by Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited-release beers available at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence Brewing Company at 1235 Thomas Beck Road, off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company offers curbside service and would like to thank you for your support. Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Five Sons Naturescapes. Five Sons Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company, providing premium outdoor landscaping, clean up and restore outdoor living space with retaining walls, privacy fencing, pergolas, paver sidewalks, and patios. Issues with soil settling and water around the foundation and yard? Five Sons Naturescapes can grade and install drainage tile to help. Five Sons Naturescapes online at fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
Thank you, Blessment International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Thank you, Construction Professionals, for your support of Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Construction Professionals is a family-owned business dedicated to our customers. Whether designing, building, or renovating, we are here to better serve you. Our passion for quality craftsmanship, paired with our dedication to creativity, result in a home that reflects your personality, style, and family function. Construction Professionals. Design. Build. Renovate. CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours. God bless.
Here is your forecast on Iowa Catholic Radio. Sunny and continued cool throughout the day with a high in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tonight becomes partly cloudy, our low 22. A few clouds mixed with sunshine, 42 on Wednesday, upper 30s Thursday afternoon. This weather is being brought to you by Rock Valley Physical Therapy, outstanding outpatient physical therapy and sports medicine rehabilitation with 7 convenient locations in the Des Moines metro and southwest Iowa area. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Welcome back to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Wells, and I am so grateful that you have chosen to join us today as we talk about Giving Tuesday and the bigger picture of how all of the work that happens through the diocese, through Iowa Catholic Radio, through the Catholic Tuition Organization, and through Catholic Charities are serving the mission of what God is calling us to do. And joining me in this segment is Deb Powers. Deb is the Director of Development for Catholic Charities. And Deb, I like to think of Catholic Charities as the social justice arm of the work of the diocese. You know, you feed the hungry, you clothe the naked, you shelter the homeless. You know, it's Catholic Charities really provides the support for the infrastructure of society. Or am I giving too much credit to Catholic Charities? But that's what it seems that it is to me.
You're absolutely not giving too much credit. We do. We feed, we counsel, we shelter, and we clothe. That's just the core of our mission, is to help the very most vulnerable people of our community.
Well, and I'm going to talk about those things here, but you also then react immediately when there's disasters. How many disaster opportunities have you been able to provide assistance for? I know the derecho, the drought, the COVID. I don't know. How many more have there been this year?
Well, just since I've been here, there have been three. The floods in western Iowa, well as COVID and the derecho. And right now, we are not only continuing to raise funds and distribute funds for both COVID and the derecho. The impact is long lasting, and we can do a little bit, but really that's what Giving Tuesday is all about, Jeannie. Our annual appeal is going on right now. We just started in August, so we are really happy to report we're at a little more than 40% of our annual appeal goal. But we have 60% more to go before next July. You know, our annual appeal is new to the community, and it's kind of hard to understand that we run the fiscal year from August until June. So, and our promise to our donors is once you give, we don't ask again. And I have to tell you, Jeannie, our donors have been very generous, very heartfelt in this change that we really want that gift once a year. And many people are responding with a gift every month. You know, $20, $25, even $100 some people are giving every month, and it makes a difference.
Well, and there is that cash flow. We were talking about that on the Iowa Catholic Radio segment, that, you know, to have that cash flow that comes in every month is nice, and it's easier on the pocketbook for the donor.
It really is. It really is. And they can take advantage of how, you know, it makes it work for everything, everybody. They're helping somebody. And if $100 gift, my God, Jeannie, that money goes so far with us. We can feed 10 families a Thanksgiving dinner, probably more than that. This year we were blessed to get 300 turkeys donated, if I understand, and 200 flu shots. People who came to our outreach center were able to get free flu shots thanks to Mercy One. So our work
that is amazing,
and we have so many partners.
Well, and you know, that's the thing, that as we talk about this big picture of the work that the diocese does, and that they're kind of the administrative arm of all of these efforts to reach out, you know, the human resources piece and the all of that kind of work, and that you're the social justice arm of that, you know, and it's, and like, I didn't know about the flu shots. I didn't know about the turkeys. You know, one of the things that I did a show on it earlier this year is the counseling that's provided to our kiddos in our Catholic schools.
Absolutely.
I think that is, you know, because their kids are under a lot of stress.
They are. And parents are under more stress, you know, just helping. If a parent is in trouble, we can't emphasize enough. Please call our counselor even just one time can be that help that you need just to have somebody listen to. And as I always tell some of my friends, sometimes it's just the ability to cry over the phone to somebody who has an ear. You know, that's what we're here for. This world right now is really tough. I experience it with my grandchildren. I have grandchildren in virtual school, grandchildren in school 3 days a week. I mean, I can't keep up. It is really crazy. So I really think parents need that extra assistance.
Well, I was talking to a friend yesterday that oftentimes all of this anxiety rolls around in your head, and it becomes disproportionate to really the stress of what it is. But once you can talk about it, get it out of your head and share it, whether it's with a counselor or with a friend, it takes on its normal perspective. It's not so debilitating to you.
Well, and I have to tell you, Jeannie, in this world right now, that we have this perception that there are long waiting lists, that mental health is very expensive,
We operate, we're one of the only ones in all of Des Moines that operate on a sliding fee scale, and we have a no waiting list. So please, like, you know, help your listeners get that message out. We need all of our parishes to know that. We need everyone in the community to know that. And Catholic Charities, while we are the social justice arm, we are ecumenical in our service. You do not have to be Catholic. You do not have to be in the Catholic school. We serve everyone without question.
Because really, that's what we're called to do.
It is. It is.
You know, we're not called to just, oh, are you Catholic? Okay, let me help you. No, we're called to help folks. And
right.
You help, I mean, one of the amazing things, the number of refugee families that you help to get settled, I mean, that to me is amazing. And I know that has changed because of COVID and the number of families that can come in and all of that. But still, families that come into the United States that don't know the language, the monetary system, that they don't have a driver's license, they don't know about our educational system. You know, it's like there is so much to learn. And you take them under your wing.
And busing and taxes and employment laws and landlord rights and all of these things. And we get 90 days to teach them how to acclimate, to come from a camp with many times no running water or electricity, and now you have a home and you have to provide for yourselves. It is absolutely, the work they do is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. And we are settling refugees. There are huge restrictions, but we have had a few come in, a couple of families, and every one of those families is, I mean, we deserve to ring every church bell in Des Moines. Those are huge successes for how we can change lives and make a difference in these people's world.
Now, one of the things you have coming up, it's this Friday, is the No Room at the Inn. It's going to be all virtual. So
yes.
I love that you had the forethought to create an event that was virtual, because the homeless are still homeless.
Correct.
Right? And this is No Room at the Inn. So how can you help them when you can't have an event?
Right. Well, and this is a very exciting event. As you can imagine, virtual events are very new to people. And Catholic Charities went out on a limb. We had this professionally produced. It will be entertaining. It will be interesting. It is family oriented. It has children. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun Zoom hour of learning about Catholic Charities. And we're able to do things we were never able to do before. When you log on, you're going to see a tour of our facilities. Well,
cool.
We can do that by camera, but we couldn't do that. You know, we can't bring the facility to the event.
Right.
So we're excited
are there tickets?
About that.
Do you purchase tickets or do you register? Or what? How do you participate on the event this Friday night?
You just go to our website at CatholicCharitiesDM.org and register. It's right on the front page, and you'll get all your instructions there.
Awesome.
So, and a donation of any size is appreciated. We are happy to say that we are closing in on our goal and hopeful that we can, you know, people have supported us. As a fundraiser, I've gotten a lot of remarks about, well, we're not doing events this year. We're going to focus on the core need. Well, just to let people know, every single dollar raised by the event goes to our core need. It is very similar to our annual appeal money. It's just raised in a different way. Some people like to support events.
Yes. Go to CatholicCharitiesDM.org, and right there on the homepage, you can register for this event that is this Friday night. Deb, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome, Jeannie. Have a good and blessed day. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, coming up after the break is Jim Hagenbusher. He is the president-elect for the Catholic Tuition Organization, and we're going to talk about the importance of supporting the educational arm of the Catholic Church. You're listening to Iowa Catholic Radio Straight Talk. God bless.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio in Crisis the Answer with Father John Ricardo is provided by Confluence Brewing Company, a local brewery featuring seasonal and limited-release beers located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake and online at confluencebrewery.com. Confluence Brewing Company has growlers to go, apparel, and other gifts for family and friends. Confluence Brewing Company is available for curbside service and would like to thank you for your support. Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Storm Alert Weather is provided by Divine Treasures. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Their mission is to help Catholics know, love, and keep their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and His Church. Divine Treasures is where you can find great Catholic books, beautiful Bibles, rosaries, jewelry, statues, and religious gifts for those memorable events in your life. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230. Thank you to Divine Treasures for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
We typically get sick more often as we age, right? This makes finding the right insurance plan very important. Give the good folks at Catholic United Financial a call. They're on a mission to give Catholics straight talk and great rates on Medicare supplement insurance, the backup insurance to Medicare.
Hi, this is Kevin Williams, your local Catholic United specialist, and I'm here to help you. Please call me at 224-764-2997.
Get a quote from Kevin Williams at 1-800-255-9817.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. The number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Since 1924, St. Vincent de Paul has been helping those less fortunate work towards self-sufficiency. Last year, St. Vincent de Paul helped over 20,000 individuals with food, clothing, and shelter, while also offering classes in financial literacy, high school completion, career readiness, and prisoner reentry. SVDPDSM.org, 515-282-8327. Shop, donate, volunteer, serve. This message was brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
Back to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Wells, and we are talking about Giving Tuesday, but really the bigger picture of how all of these entities that are within the diocese and connected to the diocese serve the mission that God is calling us to do. And joining me in this segment is Jim Hagenbusher. Jim is the president-elect of the Catholic Tuition Organization. He's president of my board. And Jim, you know, CTO is really best known for its 65% Iowa tax credits, which our donors use to reduce their tax liability. And it's really the reason that that so many give the amount that they give because of those great tax credits. But it's the reason for the giving that I know is at the top of your list of priorities, and that's about helping these families. So share your perspective as our incoming president about the importance of supporting families and their education of their children.
Well, Jean, I think that CTO is best known for Jean Wells, you know, because she is so popular out there and has the ability to connect with so many different audiences on behalf of CTO. So I think that's where CTO is actually best known for. So,
thank you for having me,
and thank you for all you do to help promote CTO and our organization and have for many years. I'm blessed to be coming in and working and supporting you in this effort. And certainly, you know, our vision and mission is focused on simply those families that wish to choose to send their students and children to our Catholic school system. It's a great honor. Our CTO dollars help support their tuition payments, and You know, there's so much value in sending our students through the Catholic school system. I did not have that opportunity, by the way. Mm-hmm. So you can't look to me and say, well, what's wrong with him? I didn't go through the Catholic school system. But I was
Now we know.
You know exactly. But I was blessed to find someone who did, my lovely bride, Pam, and we are blessed to have sent our two children through the Catholic school system and so grateful to have the ability to do that. But there are many families out there who don't have that option economically, and so CTO is there to help support them, and through the generous donations of our donors, we pass along that money so that they have the ability to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you think, you know, when I went to high school, that was just a couple years ago, Jim.
I was wondering about that. I was going to look that up in your yearbook, yeah.
Yeah, well, I graduated in 75, and my senior year, my tuition was $125, which my folks couldn't pay. And but I was working, and so I paid my tuition for $125. Well, you know, that was a lot. That was, you know, 2 months worth of working for me. But now you look at the cost of tuition. I mean, back when I was in school, we had lots of priests and lots of nuns that, you know, they really underwrote the cost of education because they were paid so little. But that's not the case anymore. We have lay people that need to have a just wage. And so tuition reflects that. But our family, our average family makes $58,000 that receives CTO. Mm. There's no way that they could afford $9,000 in tuition to go to Dowling or to St. Albert and Council Bluffs on that salary. I mean, and our average family is four. So that means that there's two kiddos in school.
Sure, and that's nearly 20% of their household budget. You know, you think about that, Jean.
That's a house payment.
That's a big number, absolutely. Yeah. And that's why we're so blessed that we have this option to provide those families who wish to send their children through the Catholic school system, again, to pass along some of that financial support so that we can get that cost down to a reasonable level. And if I recall, Jean, the families still do contribute to the tuition payment. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, CTO, even as raising, you know, almost $4 million this year, we still can provide about half of the tuition because we're helping 2,000 and some families throughout the diocese. Yep. And so, no, we don't have enough money to provide 100% tuition assistance to anybody. So the families, and I believe the families all have to have, as the saying goes, a little skin in the game. You know, and sometimes that's, you know, a few dollars a week that they come in and make a payment of $5 a week, maybe to try to help offset that cost. But, you know, and when we look at this big picture, Jim, it is, you know, the work that the diocese is doing and Catholic Charities is doing, the role that our Catholic schools are playing is to really raise that next generation of contributing members of society that, you know, are focused on virtues and values and not just bottom lines. You know, we want people that as they grow up and, you know, become business owners, that they're rooted in the values of Christ. And that's one of the values of the Catholic Tuition Organization, that we're helping those families do that.
Absolutely. And if I recall, Jean, through some of our previous research, isn't it something like 40% of those students who go through a Catholic education have a 40% increase in going to Mass and in attending and continuing their faith? Now, that's not where we would like it, obviously, and we have a lot of work and some challenges to continue to enhance that. But, I mean, that's a nice number to start with as a base. You know, we've got this lift of students who have come out of that faith-based education and they continue on in their faith practices. And I think really that's the heart of our mission of what we're trying to do here. Mm-hmm. And I think we as practicing Catholics all have the responsibility to all our youth to get them engaged and bring them closer to God and get them the understanding so that they continue throughout their life to be closer to the faith. Is that correct?
That it is, and that percentage is much better than the general population right now, because I think it's 23% of adult Catholics you know, are not participating on a regular basis. And I think that our Catholic schools and our religious education programs, but we're talking specifically Catholic schools right now, are doing a great job in connecting both the social justice piece, which we were talking about with Catholic Charities, acts of service, vocations, which is through the diocese, and really connecting all of those people, all of those pieces at age level appropriate things. So as the kids grow and receive the sacraments, they see the big picture of how their faith interweaves with their entire lives. And it's not just something you learn in school and once you're confirmed, you're done.
Right. Yeah. And the beauty of our Catholic donations and the donations that go into CTO is that it goes directly to the schools, so they can manage their budgets a little bit more efficiently. They can spread that out. And again, I think our goal is to fill all the seats in our Catholic school system to capacity. And we're not there today. And that's partially we need some additional help and support. You know, we've been very successful. You've been extremely successful in helping get that word out. But we just need some broader support. We need more people to participate. Mm-hmm. And that's a very attractive gift. I mean, you know, I've always been told, you know, give until it hurts a little. Well, I think the beauty of our program is that we get a little assistance to hurt less the way we're set up.
Well, that 65% Iowa tax credits really do allow folks to give a gift and have it not cost near what it would cost as a regular charitable gift. A $1,000 gift ends up, you know, at the most costs you $350 by the time you file your taxes. So because you get that $650 or 65% of whatever your gift back when you file your taxes. So it is very generous. And Jim, we're really blessed this year to have an increase in our goal of $600,000 because with COVID, we have seen how hurting, you know, those families that are in the lower socioeconomic bracket are really, really hurting. And we've been able to help them this year, but next year that pain for them is going to be that much greater. So we're blessed to have a larger goal, but that means we also need to raise those funds. So you can go to our website, ctoiowa.org, and click on pledge or donate and fulfill that gift by the end of the year, and you'll be good to go. So Jim, thank you so much. It's time to go. I want to thank our producer, Jimmy Olson, and asking today, St. Joseph Calasanz, the patron saint for fundraising for Catholic schools, to guide those with the generosity of spirit to share their resources of time, talent, and treasure with those in greater need. St. Joseph Calasanz, pray for us. Straight Talks every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio and always available on podcast through the Iowa Catholic Radio free app. Stay tuned for Christ is the Answer with Father John Ricardo. God bless.
Straight Talk, where you get answers to tough issues impacting your life. Listen anywhere at any time via podcast at iowacatholicradio.com. Straight Talk, heard every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and replayed at 10 p.m. only on Iowa Catholic Radio.